An affordable housing complex is on track to break ground in Brooklyn this year. As Mike Field says, the project could help those who were pushed out of the once thriving working-class neighborhood move back in. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT. So, Mike, where exactly is this project?
On Spruce Street. It's located west of Park Street, which is kind of the historical working-class portion of the neighborhood itself. And this would be Vestcor's fourth affordable housing multifamily development in Jackson's urban core. This one is a little bit different in that most of the developments in the past have been in La Villa. This is their first venture into Brooklyn. Over the years, the riverfront transformed from an enclave of wealthy homeowners to now include headquarters for Fortune 500 companies. But the working class portion of the neighborhood suffered from a lack of investment over the years. It's hard to believe, but many of the residential structures still standing in Brooklyn don't even have access to city sewer lines. Couple that with a period in the 1980s when the city raised about a third of the existing homes in the area, you can kind of see how the negative effects of systematic racist policies have really chipped away at that historical context.
There's been a lot of development in Brooklyn over the past 10 years. The area looks completely different with a lot of apartment complexes. There's the Fresh Market and a lot of shops. And some have lamented the gentrification of the area, that the residents who live there can no longer afford to. So does this new project help with that?
I think it does. The condition of the existing housing in the neighborhood is rapidly deteriorating. And in order to be able to stay in the neighborhood, you know, people have to have an affordable place to live that is nice and upkept and well-maintained. And the introduction of affordable housing by Vestcor is the first kind of lifeline that gives a lot of the legacy population a reason to stay. We have a great article online by Tim Gilmore that interviews Reggie Bridges, who's kind of Brooklyn's unofficial historian. And Mr. Bridges talks about a time when children ran through the streets and bought candy and sodas from local shopkeepers, and that hasn't existed in some time. Families of Brooklyn's legacy population really want to be able to celebrate in the neighborhood's current revival and hopefully be able to tell others about the history, but they first have to be able to afford the chance to do so, and they have to afford a place to live. Without affordable housing units, those same families that have lived there for generations can't move back into the neighborhood at all. Brooklyn has the potential to be a really great urban neighborhood in the Southeast, but to live up to that expectation, the neighborhood's future can't erase its past. And I think the key to avoiding the negative effects of gentrification in Brooklyn revolves around first respecting the history of what made the neighborhood special to generations of people, as well as providing an environment where affordable housing is successfully integrated into the neighborhood's rebirth.
More on this topic is at thejackson.org. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo. That's Mike Field, and this is The Jackson on WJCT.
Support for The Jackson on WJCT comes from the Jacksonville Police and Fire Pension Fund.